Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Summit Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, part two from last week, my story, overcoming fear, you are an overcomer. If we follow the example that we talked about last week about King David, arguably the greatest king of all time, what can we expect from his strategy? You can overcome any barrier you face. King David states, with you, I can attack a barrier. With my God, I can leap over a wall. Psalm 18:29. That was a great verse that came to me at a key point in a decision along my career and life journey. So what can we expect? Dramatic victory. God will give us a dramatic victory when we trust Him and follow His instructions. So we begin practicing your faith and trust in God. You will see, like King David, that God is faithful in life and career. Keep a journal of your encounters and victories with God. They will fortify you for the battles ahead. Rejoice, my friends, you are an overcomer. God will surprise us in ways we cannot imagine to accomplish His plan for our lives as we trust Him. Believe, you are an overcomer. Last week, we shared the steps to overcoming fear. Here is my story. When I applied the steps detailed in part one, overcoming fear, you are an overcomer. My story. My sales manager offered me an opportunity to take a new assignment as a lead seller on a new account, with much promise, but many challenges. My wife and I decided to go. We sold our home and left for the new city and the client opportunity. On my first day, with a broken toe, thinking I would get some sympathy, one of the clients said, "I would hate to have your job. Your company is just another vendor to us." There was a huge opportunity, but we were behind in the critical decision makers' hearts and minds. Following a senior executive call with several decision makers, my lead consultant said, "There is no way we can win this opportunity. You will have to do something drastic to win." I was fearful and remember standing before the company's global headquarters building as the consultant walked away. I prayed, "Oh God, I've sold my home and left everything behind to take this position. I need your help. Please help me, Lord." I flew back to my new city, not knowing what to do next. I continued to pray and ask God to show me what I needed to know and do. Several months passed, and one evening, I received a call informing me that the client was ready to sign a multi-year engagement. Unknowingly, during this time, my company was in the process of acquiring my primary competitor for this opportunity. Overnight, my direct competitor became my primary partner. The account became a recognized leader in their industry and one of the most productive partnerships. God, my friends, will surprise us in ways we cannot imagine to accomplish His plans for our lives as we trust Him. My friends, remember, you are an overcomer. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.